January 12. Keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace, Ephesians 4:3. The blue robe for the high priest reminds us of our vocation and heavenly calling as co-workers with the Lord Jesus Christ. We are co-workers with God, 1 Corinthians 3:9, 2 Corinthians 6:1. We have a heavenly calling, Hebrews 3:1. Every believer has a share in that calling. In the very same passage, 1 Corinthians 3:9, we are told that we are God's building. For a building we require many things such as stones, bricks, mud and timber. We require both large and small stones. In the same way, we require sand, timber and many other things. Every believer in the Lord Jesus Christ has a share in the building of God's house. We are building the house of the Lord Jesus Christ and we are that house, Hebrews 3-6. The blue robe indicates our heavenly calling, to build the heavenly habitation of the Lord Jesus Christ under His headship. In order to enjoy the fullness fully, we must take our share in the building of the house of the Lord Jesus Christ. On the hem of the blue robe worn by the high priest there were pomegranates of blue, purple and scarlet. A pomegranate looks like a single fruit, but when you cut it open, you will find it composed of many compartments, each containing deep red, juicy, fleshy seeds. Pomegranates in Palestine are very large in size. This fruit is a symbol of the Lord's people. Even though believers are scattered in every part of the world, all of them together make one church. All those who are purchased by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ are the members of the church. All those who are purchased by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ are the members of the church. There is only one church. The church is being built by the Lord Jesus Christ, with those who are of one mind and are free from jealousy. Only then you can be a co-worker with the Lord Jesus in building His church. Just as the seeds of the pomegranates are put together in many compartments making one fruit, by the life of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are kept as one body. It is a sevenfold unity of believers that makes one body. One body, one spirit, one hope, one calling, one faith, one baptism and one Lord and Creator. The Lord wants this sevenfold oneness among His people. In the beginning, many began to say, I am of Paul, I am of Apollos, I am of Cephas, and this brought division. No human name can be given to the Church of God. All those names and titles bring division. It is by oneness we are able to build the heavenly church. The pomegranates remind us of the living church but not of any building.